Suck on you. Yeah, yeah. Do you feel?
Welcome back to Pacific Wave. It's me, Bella, here. So I wanted to talk a little bit about internalized homophobia. It's something that I wanted to speak about on my own podcast, but I will soon. But because we have a wider audience here, where I'm talking to not only the queer community, I thought it would be a good idea to talk about it here. So internalized homophobia occurs when a person is subject to society's negative perceptions, intolerance, and stigma toward people with same-sex attraction. They then turn those ideas inward, believing that they are true, and experience self-hatred as a result of being a socially stigmatized person. So to put it plainly, straight people have tricked us into thinking there is something wrong with us for not being as basic as them. No, just kidding. I turned 30 years old last year, and for 20 of those years, I spent my life in the closet. And in that time, I heard and saw things that were queerphobic, and with each passing comment, the deeper I got into the closet. We live in a heteronormative society, and so almost by default, we're programmed to believe that anyone that isn't heterosexual or straight is the devil. When you're told this about yourself, would you want to share your truth with the world? Probably not. Psychologically, it does a number on us that even when you do decide to come out of the closet, there's so much to unpack and unlearn about your views of the LGBTQIA+ community. And in turn, yourself. I grew up in Otara, South Auckland, and I went to church like most good Samoan boys, and I didn't see many, if any, openly gay people. But because of things like gender roles and heteronormativity, I steered clear of other boys with feminine qualities. I was also present when homophobic comments were made about them, and may have even taken part just to fit in. Doing that made me feel like I was the exception, but in hindsight, it was probably being done to me. Whenever the grown-ups would talk about a whawhawhinga in the community, there was always an air of, I don't even know how to put it, but they were spoken about like they were less than. And this is how I viewed queer people for the longest time. Going back to gender roles, we were told that femininity in boys was wrong, and so I was policed a lot. I've been dragged by the ear at church from a table full of girls to a table full of boys, and told that as a boy, I had to sit with, well, the boys. Even before that happened, I already knew that I shouldn't have been sitting with the girls at lunch, but I didn't think that I'd get caught that particular time. I was about 13 when this happened, and me knowing that I was breaking the hetero commandment speaks to how much I had already internalized at that point. I've always known that I was pretty. I've always known that I was gay, and there was never a doubt in my mind about this. I never imagined that I would ever come out, and it wasn't something that I saw for myself. I was resigned to the fact that I would marry a woman and continue the charade until I died. And this is so random, but I remember saying that I wanted to die young. Maybe that had something to do with not wanting to have to live that charade for too long. In saying that, when I did come out, which was just before I turned 20, all that built up hatred towards the gay community and myself didn't magically go away. I wasn't like, yes, I love myself, this is me, I'm owning it, and whoever doesn't like it can go away. Like, I wasn't like that. My family was great about it, my parents are supportive to the best of their abilities, and I don't blame them because they too are a product of their own circumstances and upbringing, so I was very lucky to have the parents that I have. What I didn't do after I came out was the work. Internalized homophobia manifests itself in many different ways. And for me personally, it was through continual self-monitoring of my beliefs, my ideas, my mannerisms. I had very low self-esteem, negative body image. I felt like I was never good enough. And the big one for me was being attracted to unavailable people. I will go into that deeper at another time, but yeah, that was a big one for me. I'm also the type of person that would talk about my flaws before someone brings it up. And so I would constantly put myself down about things that people were probably not even thinking about. Some people would call that self-deprecating, but that also played a huge part. And I'm also a Virgo, so I'm already hard on myself as it is. Around the time that I came out, I had befriended a group of gay men and trans women. We were in a dance crew called Runway, which was groundbreaking as Australia had never seen anything like us. But after I came out, I distanced myself from them. I didn't know the sin, but after some self-reflection, I feel like I did that because I started to feel like I was the exception again. I felt like I was better than them, and of course things went down like every other group of friends, but there was never really anything that should have made me think that way, except my own insecurity and, yes, internalized homophobia. For a good 10 years, I never hung out with another gay person. I avoided anywhere that I knew there would be other gay people present, and it's actually pretty sad because with my podcast Queer Coco, a lot of the work could have been a little easier had I not been so insecure. As I do the work, I pass on the knowledge to people that I know, either by making them listen to the podcast or by bringing it up in conversation. And you'd be surprised at the people I've had these conversations with. It's been eye-opening. We've been at this podcast for over a year now, and the way I view myself in the community now, as opposed to when I first started, is quite the contrast. The way I view other feminine men has changed because hating them meant that I hated myself. I, like a lot of the community, have reclaimed words that were once used to hurt me, and that in itself has been liberating. I'm more comfortable in my skin around people who used to gender police me, and some have even apologized for how they contributed to my insecurities. If you haven't seen my 5-part vlog or docuseries, as some of my friends call it, on my 30th birthday, please watch it today or when you get a chance. It's available on YouTube and Instagram. The person you see in the footage and the person talking to you now is not the same person that hated himself 10 years ago. There's still so much work I need to do on myself, but I'm open to it all, and that's the best start. When we lay up on Sundays, forget about Mondays. Every day is love when I spend it with you. Never feel lonely, my friend, you're my homie. I just gotta know, do you feel this way too? When you're up in my head, touch me right there. You're taking me there, around here. I never feel lonely, my friend, you're my home. I just gotta know, do you feel this way too? You got me in my feelings. There's no concealing how I'm feeling. It's only you, only you. I wanna make love to. Now tell me, is it the same for you? Baby, come to my way. Say what you wanna say. Don't take your love.